Knockinstock, an independent music and arts festival, makes its much anticipated return on the 25th and 26th of July. Now in its 8th year, Knockinstock has Blessington Lake bursting at its shores with a 2-day event jam-packed with new areas and stages, and I have 2 weekend passes to give away to one lucky listener on Shuffle. As the winner of a Best Lineup Award, Knockinstock showcases the best up-and-coming talent from Ireland and beyond. This year we'll see performances from over 60 acts. For your chance to win weekend tickets, tune in to Shuffle Sundays from 4 with me, Bill Brady, on Westport Community Radio 98.2 FM.
And now stay tuned for more from WRFM 98.2, here with you every Saturday until 2 a.m.
Wow, wasn't that a great show from the Dixie Jamboree? Oh, he really knows how to put you in the groove. Well, welcome to the Wired Willow Show. This week, I have a half hour of mythical creatures to dance with you. And after the half hour, we go on a short journey with the Truant Sound Waves. Two young teens, Bernice and Grania, take us back to our own youth and remind us what we used to find entertaining. But now we open up with a song from Breaking Yard. Change of plans there, guys. We're going straight into the Truant Sound Waves.
The Live, let's get real. It's time for the True and Soundwave show with Bernice Borman and Grainne Fahey.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to episode 3 of the True and Soundwave show. So to open the show, we're going to go into some fun facts, going on Twitter again.
Although 1,000 kilograms is known as a ton, technically the correct metric term is a megagram. 2 p.m. is the most effective time to send an email. That's a good one.
I'll know that because you never reply to my emails. In 1903, inventor Andrew Jackson Jr. patented goggles for chickens.
Nah, putting broken pottery in... Oh, wait, I think my mom does this. Wait, putting broken pottery in plant pots doesn't aid drainage. It prevents... I think why my mom does it is because it prevents slugs and snails getting to it.
Ooh.
I think that's what it is.
Tips for gardeners.
Possibly. I will probably have to get that proper information. Don't believe anything I say, though.
Don't believe anything Twitter says. All of these are fake. 1 in 4 British people sleep in the nude. Mature up.
Long week. A wonderful week, actually. Sun was out in Dublin. Anyway, there is no word for freedom in the Inuit language. The closest is Anapok, which means not caught.
Really?
That's interesting.
No freedom.
No freedom.
No bald eagles for you, Inuits. Blind people's dreams are richer in sound, touches, taste, and smells.
True. I have to, sorry, that's
You're
kind
not
of
blind.
True. No, but I mean, if you think about it, people who can see, they don't see what really is there. I mean, nowadays it's just technology and plastic and,
you know,
hair, makeup and stuff like that. And
you know, life, really trees, nature, beauty.
Yeah.
Who cares about that stuff?
Yeah, there's very few people lately who actually care about that stuff lately.
Oh, I care.
Care more about makeup and stars and idols, pop idols and stuff like that. They don't...
Yeah,
actually, they don't see what really is around them.
Well, whatever makes them happy.
I mean, I went to Dublin, and I thought, because I'm going to Dublin, because my grandmother would be doing loads of shopping and walking around Dublin city centre and everything. But no, she took us out to the countryside instead, near Balbriggan and Skerries. And to be honest, I had the most wonderful time ever there. I mean, the countryside was beautiful. The sunsets were gorgeous and romantic for any couples. I mean, we went for a boat ride and for free. And you probably would have paid over €100 at least for a boat ride in the port of Dublin. You're just nodding now.
Twerk, selfie have just been added to the Oxford Dictionary online.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Selfie.
I'll take a selfie next to the fact. It is illegal in North Carolina to plow cotton fields using an elephant. Well, that just ruins my life plans.
Fair enough. You can see why.
I can never go to North Carolina and plow a dang field with an elephant.
Is this true or is this not true? Killer whales are actually dolphins. Really? I don't think
that's true. Well, is there whales, like?
I've actually heard about that before, come to think of it. Potato, potato. Oh, there was another thing on YouTube. Sorry. The audience doesn't know this, but tripped Dublin all week, and a new friend of ours, Ross. Sorry, Donnelly, I think. Sorry if I got your name wrong. But, Skerries, he showed us a few videos. There was a YouTuber. Okay, no, my mom's gone. But anyway, there's a South African YouTuber called Casper Lee. Very funny. And then there's another one, some French guy doing random stuff to people. It's awful funny. And then there was another one. What were we talking about before I said this?
I don't know. Let's go with some more facts.
Yeah.
Okay, this is more of like a tip than a fact. If you think somebody is giving you a fake number, read it back to them incorrectly. See if they correct you.
That's smart.
Hmm.
Wait, go back to psychology one. Psychology, damaged people are the strongest because they know they can survive anything. Pain strengthens the mind.
Shakespeare invented the word assassination and bump. Well done, Shakespeare. Well done, William. Here's a music-related one. Frank Sinatra wrote and sang Here's to the Man about himself, because no one ever wrote him a love song.
Oh, it's so sad.
Oh. It's like the Curiosity sang Happy Birthday to itself.
Oh. In the U.S., during just 4 months in 1996, more money was spent on Nintendo's 64s, than on all US manufactured cars during the entire year. I've got two Nintendos. For anyone out there that's looking for a black Nintendo Lite, I have one at home.
Oh yes, we should probably talk about, we have made an email, a Tumblr, and a Twitter for the radio, for our show. To follow us on Twitter, it's at TrueAndSoundWave. On Tumblr, it's TrueAndSoundWaveShow.tumblr.com, and the email is TrueAndSoundWaveShow@gmail.com. And we're in the process of making a Facebook.
Yes, in the process.
In Brazil, when a girl turns 15, it is customary for her parents to buy her 15 red apples.
What?
Well, I'm going on to something else now.
Here, in a recent survey asking participants to rank which European city has the best vibes, nearly 80% chose Paris and France.
Paris, France. Yeah, not and.
Sorry, I am still asleep. I had to get up early this morning.
Oh, here is a good one. The first recorded flight of a human with artificial wings happened in the year 6 CE. Emperor Cao Yang liked to strap kites to his prisoners and throw them off towers. The one lucky guy, Yuan Huang Tao, got a kite that worked well enough to carry him safely to the ground.
Whoa.
Kite man.
Smart man.
Hmm. Going back to the whole...
Yeah,
why did you throw your prisoners off of buildings?
Yeah, that's just bizarre. That's nuts.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Okay, Emperor Cao Yang. If questions to ask you, you know, you weren't dead.
Yeah. Bottlenose dolphins have longest memory among non-humans. They can recognize whistles of their mates after being separated for more than 20 years. Wow. Animals are slightly smarter than humans, even though humans have all the technology.
Yeah, we're better than those.
Yeah, but we're more advanced.
Invertebrates. Some of them are vertebrae. Google prefers dogs to cats. Their code of conduct specifically states that they are a dog company. What do you mean Google's a dog company? They're like... They're an internet browser. We don't go around saying we sell dogs also. In our spare time, we pretend to pet dogs.
Yeah, but maybe 90% of the workers there prefer dogs.
I don't... What's funny is, with cat people are like, yeah, I like cats to dogs. I prefer cats to dogs, but, you know, dogs are cool. So, well, dog people are like, I love dogs. Cats are evil. Cats are the bane of the universe. Cats need to die. And you're like, whoa, dog people are kind of aggressive.
Yeah, I'm a cat. More of a cat person than dog person, because dogs don't like me very much.
I like both. I love dogs and I love cats.
I don't mind dogs. Depends on which dog. Small dogs are okay and they're cute. And they're funny most of the time, but then again, they're scary too.
An Indonesian toddler, Aldi Rizal, has quit the habit of smoking 40 cigarettes a day, but has now got addicted to junk food. He started smoking when he was just 18 months old.
What?
That is crazy.
That is. Genie Mackers, where is our world going today? Now what if I told you my city was the best? And my city was a threat to the rest. And my city was a threat to the rest.
This city is my city. And I love it. Yeah, I love it. I was born and raised here. I got it made here. And if I have my way, I'm gonna stay.
My city was the best, and my city was a threat to the rest. But you can't rest inside my city. My city's so cold if you ain't dressed. And what they accept, I had a right address. Parts of my city, certain colors can't step. And sadly, I'm talking about the color of your skin. Sorry, my brother can't let you in. Cause the property value might go down to a level that's economically unacceptable and socially taboo for us to live around you, huh? Is this what it's down to? Root for the same team. Maybe I had the same dream, not the same reality. Actually, mine's is a bad education and gentrification. Despite all the above, I love
this city, oh, it's my city, oh, and I love it, love it, love it.
shout out to my auntie and uncle, Danny and Molly. It's their birthday. It was their birthday on Thursday. So shout out to them. They're awesome.
Yeah.
We're just going to stay here making puns for the next hour. Enjoy.
We apologize if you land in hospital from a tummy ache of laughing too much.
Yeah, because we're, like, so funny.
And we're sorry if anybody around you thinks you're just emotionally drained.
Please don't hunt us down and shoot us.
Yes, please understand that we are just two lovely teenagers having some crack. Some good old Irish crack.
We're not drug dealers, Bernice.
Okay, I'm cracked up. I'm cracked up, okay? I'm cracked up.
We mean the fun version. We mean the Irish thing to have fun. Please don't arrest us. We're good people.
That are completely nuts.
Well, I have to look this up because why not? What has Justin Bieber done this week?
Oh, lovely.
More news for Justin Bieber. Okay, well, apparently he's going out with a girl called Barbara Palvin, who looks way too tall for him. Ellen Page.
I might be blonde, but at least I'm smart enough to go out somewhere taller.
Ellen Page says she has dreams about Justin Bieber. No.
Okay. Jennifer Lawrence told Justin Bieber she thinks he's... what?
We have to click this. I love Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, he's cute. Oh.
Okay.
Come on, he has to have done something stupid this week.
Well, if he hasn't, well, then Bieber, he's a changing Bieber. Person.
Bieber, if you're listening, do something stupid. We need to talk about it. Let's see.
Oh my goodness, he looks like a girl. I swear, no, in that specific picture.
Everything he's doing is really inappropriate.
So I can't really talk about it.
Thank you.
the book The Fault in Our Stars by John Green, which the film is coming out next month. I read the book about a year ago. Don't even get me started. It's really good. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm.
I don't want to spoil it.
It sounds like a very nice story. I mean,
it is a nice story, but I feel like
maybe just a little bit, but it's enjoyable to read and to watch.
Well,
I haven't watched the film yet, but I don't want to.
It has a pretty sad ending, but overall, I think that it's kind of happy. Because of little quotes you hear, like, you give me eternity in just a few days. And I think it's really nice how John Green wrote a story like that. But I guess it's kind of unrealistic. Because you're not gonna randomly meet some boy who's going to fall in love with you at the first sight, and then you're going to go to where they went and meet your favourite author and stuff like that. That's not really how life goes.
True.
But overall, it's a nice book to read. It's worth the read. I read it in about 4 days.
Oh my goodness.
Well, it's not that long of a book, but it's a nice read, and I think the movie would be worth watching.
You read too fast, girl. Man.
I feel like while we're on the topic of books, I'm reading this book series by an author called Michael Grant right now.
You talk about that a lot in school, and I'm dying to read it now.
It's so
interesting.
Okay, well, I'm going to read this is kind of not really a blurb, but it's kind of just going to say what it's about. Gone is a best-selling book series written by Michael Grant. The series is centered on the fictional American town of Perdido Beach, a surrounding area in which every human 15 and older vanishes. The town and surrounding areas become encased within an impenetrable energy barrier, with many of its inhabitants developing supernatural powers. The book follows the exploits of the protagonist, Sam Temple, as he battles antagonist Kane Sorin and Drake Merwin, as well as a mysterious malevolent creature known as the Darkness, or the Gaia Fidge. So yeah, it's really worth the read. I'm on the last book of the 6 book series, and it's really worth the read. So pick it up if it's in I feel that I don't really want to advertise bookshops, but you will find it in Seamus Duffy's shop.
In Westport, in Ireland. if you're listening anywhere else, if my grandmothers and if I'm a Susie and Nana and I'm a Joey, if you're listening, you will find it in a bookshop.
Justin Bieber, if you're listening, we should read the book. Read a book, Justin. Come on. Learn a little.
That's okay.
Everybody loves pretty, everybody loves cool. So over. Hi there, this is Norman Wiley, inviting you to keep me company on Saturday Songbook and our new time slot from 5pm to 7pm every Saturday here on Westport Radio, WRFM 98.2, or streamed live online at wrfm.ie. Whatever, you're always very welcome.
Thanks for the interesting facts, Truant Soundwaves. It is now time for Finn Keegan and the Circling Finn.
In the latest episode of the Circling Finn, Finn Keegan looks for the secrets of the soul.
The American writer Francine Prose once pointed out that gestures rather than eyes are true windows onto the soul. By gestures, she didn't only mean the arm waving and hand mime that might immediately come to mind when we hear that word, but also all the ways in which we move or don't move, and also the kind of way we speak or hold silence. For example, a middle-aged man might have a boyish way of rocking on his heels as he talks, perhaps to remind us that he's not so old as all that. A clergyman might call the waitresses, not one of them younger than 25, girls, unconsciously drawing attention to his pastoral role as a sort of father figure to the community. And rarely do we find a retired policeman who has shed himself of the body language he employed his whole working life to keep his feelings hidden from view. His gestures stand in sharp contrast to the expressive demeanor of, say, a retired drama teacher. The best detectives, from Inspector Columbo to Sherlock Holmes, pay close attention to the unconscious motions and styles of their suspects. In Hans Falada's riveting novel Alone in Berlin, featuring a gifted detective whose talents, alas, are plied in the service of the Gestapo, the disconnect between his quarry's projected demeanor, notably dull, and his natural gestures, in this case a particular quickness of eye, alerts the Nazi investigator to the presence of a lie. It is this little observation that causes him to keep interrogating the suspect until he is finally found out, and in time, executed for the crime of expressing reservations about government policy. For all detectives, the goal is to get at the world of hidden thoughts, that more or less continuous monologue mixing memory and impression that rattles on silently from the moment we wake up in the morning. These unvoiced ideas are a constant soundtrack not meant for public consumption, woven with reflections that might well be painful or damaging for acquaintances or loved ones to discover. In fact, people who speak their uncensored thoughts out loud are generally issued clinical labels, together with medication or therapy designed to keep their mouths shut. Of course, neuroscience, particularly in recent years as MRI scanning tools become more sophisticated, is finding a way to go one better than the detective or writer attuned to the nuances of gesture. One of the more exciting, or perhaps troubling, areas of current research in neuroscience is directly interpreting what words are being thought. The scientists involved see their work as offering hope to paralyzed patients, often stroke sufferers, who have full consciousness but little or no muscle control.
Monsieur Bobby.
The author of The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, Jean-Dominique Bobby, was in just such a position when he wrote a memoir from his hospital bed, communicating the text as he conceived it, one character at a time, by way of a blinking left eyelid, the only part of his physical body over which he had any power. With this new imaging machine, however, any paralytic could have a computer transcribe their thoughts directly and thereby adjust their bed, draw their curtains, or operate themselves a motorized wheelchair with just a thought. Cruder systems are already coming to market, in which gamers are able to direct their consoles through headsets which pick up on activity in certain areas of the brain. In both cases, automated mind reading is at work, and a world in which mind reading is commonplace must now be understood as not being at all far-fetched. Listening recently to one scientist describing their work, I was struck by the fact that he did not believe his mind-reading machine would ever be used for evil ends. I'm afraid that were the Gestapo still around, they would be thinking altogether differently, and there are, and always will be, powerful agencies who want to tap in on the uncensored thoughts of their subjects. To such people, the perfection of mind-reading machines will be the best news since the invention of the thumbscrew. And it won't take an Inspector Columbo to correctly read their body language come the day they boot up their new mind-reading machine and direct its electronic tentacles towards their latest victim. You've been listening to an episode of The Circling Fin. Find out more and send me your thoughts at thecirclingfin.com.
And if you enjoyed this episode of The Circling Fin, you can catch a repeat of it tomorrow on the Sunday Blues and More show with Daphne Mooney from 11 a.m. And of course, lots more from Finn Keegan of sixpence.com next week here on WRFM Westport Radio at the usual times, when Finn takes the long way home in the company of Robinson Crusoe.
The Breaking Yard.
Breaking Yard.
Wait, what?
Oh.
I think they had
a
band name.
Yeah, The Breaking Yard.
The Breaking Yard, Ben
Ford. Breaking Yard.
Yard.
I remember the day he came and say he fell.
That song is called Spirit of the Community, and I played it because we here at WRFM are a great community with lots of spirit. Working in the lavender shop on Bridge Street has so many advantages. Not only is it relaxing with all that lavender, but just this week alone, inspirationally creative people have wandered in, drawn to the meditative pool of the purple lavender, I guess. To start the week, an angel called Nora Kelly Clifford wandered in, and before you knew it, she was standing at the counter reading me some poetry from her book called A Gift of Love. She will appear on tomorrow's show with Sarah McWalters, that show called Something to Write Home About. So be sure to tune in tomorrow at 12 noon. Earlier in the week, a blonde nymph floated into the lavender shop with purple streaks in her hair and a sparkle of sunshine behind her. Her companion had mysterious eyes and dark hair that cascaded like a mane behind his back. Gently speaking, they inquired as to the best spots to busk. It seems they were waiting for the bus to Galway and had enough time to play a few songs. Somewhere. For those of you that don't know what a nymph is, the WikiLeaks version is as follows. It is from the Greek and Latin term. It is a minor female nature deity, typically associated with a particular location or landform. They are usually depicted as beautiful young nubile maidens who love to dance and sing. While intrigued by this purple nymph, I delved deeper and found out that they have come all the way from Portland, Oregon, and they are on a sojourning to Ireland and intend to busk in as many places as they can. The purple nymph and her dark horse returned to me at the lavender shop a while later with a download code, giving me permission to enjoy their music. The purple nymph who glided into the lavender shop is not part of the band, but a groupie and self-appointed photographer for Breaking Yard. I think she should be in front of the camera with a band. That song I played earlier was by them, Breaking Yard. Well, unfortunately we tried to get them on the air and interview them, but they were having so much fun in Galway busking, and they'd drawn such a huge crowd, they didn't have time for us. They will later, we'll interview them at another time. In the meantime, I'll go on another mythical journey. And this song I'm about to play you is by my niece, Candace. She too is a mythical creature. Her melodic sound gives a hint to her true mermaid nature. Someday I might convince her to swim across the Atlantic Ocean so she can sing her hauntingly beautiful notes to you. Her greatest search is for the mythical unicorn. I think she knows that if she lets go of her sea legs and looks in the forest for the elusive unicorn, she will have to grow up. And we don't want her to ever lose her youthful glow, so nobody must tell her the truth. This song is her latest, and you can get it on SoundCloud. Say Something. I think the song is about the point in a relationship when we have been wronged and how we desperately need the other person to explain themselves to us, and especially their reasons for hurting us in the first place. Maybe then we can forgive them and go back to being in love again. Say Something by Candace Lotta.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I'm feeling so small. I'm still learning to love, just starting to grow. And I will stumble and fall. I'm in over my head. I know nothing at all. Say something, I'm giving up on you. you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I'll swallow my pride. You're the one that I love, and I'm saying goodbye. Something I'm giving up on you.
I'm not forgetting the masculine creatures of mythology. I have another musician friend who reminds me of a centaur, half stallion, half man. Peter Byrne is his name, and he lives in a secret location on Irish soil, in a house fit for a mythical creature, guarded by two German shepherds called Reg and MJ. Peter Byrne and the Glass Onion Band can be heard every Thursday in the Keys in Galway. His own music rides the plains of your heart, calling you to ride with him through life and its complicated understandings. If you see him, you will want to tame him, but he's not easily broken. He has spent too long a time running wild. In his song called Time, he reminds us of what of wasted youth, but listen to the rest of this carefully and think about your own life.
Song of silence, each word is pressing on my mind. I got no reason to be here, but certain things I've got to hear you say now. I've been away so long, I know you'll sing a different song. Same words you swear, you can't be wrong again now. Never dream it's not a lie, I know I've got to find out why. Seems I've never been alive with you now. Killing time is easy now. Killing time is easy now. Killing time is easy now. And it's true just what they say. And I'm glad I got away.
Well, we have to end that shortly to say goodbye. But listen out for Peter Byrne again. I am ending my show with a song for another person who walked into the lavender shop just this morning. His name is Leslie, and he reminds me of the thunder god Zeus, who is the ruler of the family, in this case, the Lavender family. This song is by Paola Conte, Genova per Noi.
Ma quella faccia un po' così, quell'espressione un po' così che abbiamo noi prima di andare a Genova. E ogni volta ci chiediamo se quel posto dove andiamo non ci inghiotta e non torniamo più. E pur parenti siamo un po' di quella gente che ce l'ha che come noi è forse un po' selvatica, ma la paura che ci fa quel mare scuro che si muove anche di notte non sta fermo mai. Genova per noi, che stiamo in fondo alla campagna, e abbiamo il sole in piazza rare volte, e il resto è pioggia che ci bagna. Genova, dicevo, è un'idea come un'altra. Quella faccia un po' così, quell'espressione un po' così che abbiamo noi mentre guardiamo Genova, come ogni volta l'annusiamo, circospetti, ci muoviamo un po' randagi, ci sentiamo noi. Macaia, scimmia di luce di follia, Moschia, pesci, Africa, sonno, nausea, fantasia. E intanto, nell'ombra dei loro armadi, tengono lini e vecchie lavande. Lasciaci tornare ai nostri tempi. Genova, ai giorni tutti uguali, in un'immobile campagna con la pioggia che ci bagna i gamberoni rossi, solo un sogno e il sole è un lampo giallo al parabrezza. Ma quella faccia un po' così, quell'espressione un po' così che abbiamo noi, che abbiamo visto Genova. Ratarata, ratata, 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 ratata.